Heirloom Linens, a retail staple at the Broadmead Village for nearly 30 years, has announced a change in ownership. Bob and Joan Ianson said they have sold the business to their daughter, Kristen Stanix, who brings fresh perspectives and an understanding of the company's values and operations. Having grown up in the family business, Stanix has knowledge of the industry and a dedication to upholding Heirloom Linens' reputation, the firm said. We are thrilled to hand over the reins of Heirloom Linens to Kristen, said Bob Ianson. Her unwavering commitment to maintaining our tradition of exceptional quality and personalized service ensures that the legacy we have built over the years will be carried forward. Kool-Aid names new CEO. The Victoria Kool-Aid Society has named Ellen Bjarnason as its new chief executive, replacing Kathy Stinson on July 1. Bjarnason was most recently a senior advisor with the British Columbia Patient Safety and Quality Council and has more than 30 years of experience in the healthcare industry, including senior roles at Island Health. Bjarnason oversaw the mental health and substance use portfolio on the South Island through the pandemic and has expertise in creating access for people who traditionally face barriers to care, like many of Kool-Aid's clients. Bjarnason said that she is eager to learn from leaders and staff at Kool-Aid and to help what is already an exceptional team move into the future. She sees partnerships with other community organizations, and local and provincial governments as essential to providing the most accessible and supportive social services systems. New president for Think Local First. Mary Lou Newbold, chief executive of Mayfair Optometric Clinic, is the new president of Think Local First, a group promoting local independent businesses in the region. Newbold leads a board of directors that includes Ernest Bednarz, Malahat Valuation Group, Matt King, Robinson's Outdoor Store, Gary Hollick, Independent, Ben Cram, Fernwood Coffee, Nicole Mackey, Peloton Technologies, Will Gillis, Page One Publishing, and Steve Pierce, SeaFirst Insurance. Nanaimo Toronto Nonstop is back. Air Canada Rouge will resume its seasonal flights from Nanaimo Airport to Toronto this summer. Flights are scheduled to depart Friday morning starting on June 23. The nonstop route makes it convenient for residents to vacation or do business in eastern Canada and the rest of the world, thanks to easy connections, the airline says. It also helps create tourism and trade opportunities for the island by bringing in thousands of summer visitors. A 120-seat Airbus A319 airliner will make the flight from Nanaimo to Toronto's Pearson International Airport in about 4.5 hours. Travelers will have more choice of flights to Vancouver in the coming weeks with Air Canada adding to its schedule.